Blog Talk Radio.
Emmanuel. Indeed, God is with us. And if God be for you, who can be against you? If God be for a nation, who can be against her? Of course, nobody, because you with God are a majority. Thank you very much. You may have your seat. Viewers all over the world, you are welcome to the Arena of Liberty. And as you listen to this message, we pray the Lord will bless your heart in Jesus' name. It is important to know that many people today work for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But very few are willing to be his friends. Are you listening? Let me take it again. It is important to know that many people today work for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but very few are willing to be his friends. If you don't want to end up in failure, make sure you begin with God. Because if you don't hear from God directly, you cannot speak for him. I mean, if you have not asked God to get you past appearance to the heart, you have not looked deep enough. Remember, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ never judged anyone by outward appearance, because he knows that packaging is deceptive. Tell someone next to you, packaging is deceptive. Yes. This will usher us to a brief message titled, As It Was, So It Is. Tell someone next to you, As it was, so it is. Let me see you demonstrate it. As it was, so it is. As it was, so it is. Without much to do, turn with me to the book of Mark. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. I read. Then he went out from there and came to his own country. And his disciples followed him. Verse 2. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and men hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him? That such mighty works are performed by his hands. Verse 3. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. Verse 4. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Verse 5. Now he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. In the case of our Lord Jesus Christ here, this text clearly shows that the unbelief of the people was based on what they saw with their two naked eyes. They judged the person of Jesus Christ on the outside. I mean, they only saw Jesus Christ as the son of a carpenter, a boy born of a Virgin Mary, a boy who grew up in their presence and uneducated. These were what constituted the atmosphere of unbelief I mean, what they saw, what they heard, and what their circumstances looked like form the basis of their judgment of the person of Christ. As Christians, if we base our judgment on these, we have not looked deep enough. That's one next to you. As a Christian, if you base your judgment on these, you have not looked deep enough. I mean, if what we see, what we hear, what we read on the pages of the newspaper, what others tell us, or what our circumstances look like, control our feelings, and our feelings control our faith, we can be Christians, no doubt about that, yet controlled by satanic devices. People of God, under such atmosphere of disregard and unbelief, it was very difficult for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be at his best. That was why he could not perform so many miracles in his own country. This was the situation our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ found himself in, the midst of the Sadducees and the Pharisees of old, in the midst of the professors of theology, teachers of the law. Certainly, the Sadducees and the Pharisees of old are epidemic today. I mean, they are still everywhere today. Just honest to you, the Sadducees and the Pharisees of old are much around us today. And their common language is this: by what authority are you doing this? Who is your mentor? Who sent you? Nonsense. Say nonsense. Remember, what people do not understand, they call names. But what they understand, they destroy. I pray your enemy will not understand you until you accomplish the purpose why you are created on this earth, in Jesus' name. Many times, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ found himself in a danger zone where people rejected him, where people disappointed him, where people embarrassed him, where people ignored him. They took offense at the person of Jesus Christ because of his unique and advanced form of love, wisdom, and faith. Christ's unique and advanced form of love says, love your neighbor as yourself. Your neighbor could be someone whom you love as your friend, your enemy, or someone who does not share the same faith with you. Love them all. Christ's unique and advanced form of wisdom says, live at peace with everyone by giving to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. You can see, it's difficult for the Sadducees and the Pharisees to abide by this principle. That was why they took offense at him. Christ's unique and advanced form of faith says, faith is the transformative power of the universe. Power of change, sickness to good health. Power of change, from bondage to freedom. Power of change, from poverty to prosperity. Power of change, from what you are now to what you want to be. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 22 to 23, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ made his disciples all over the world to understand that inasmuch as he was persecuted and hated by the world because of the blessings of God Almighty in his life, that they also should prepare for similar experiences. But he promised to be with them in and throughout such experiences. Yes, as it was, so it is. It is essential to know that any time, take note, God Almighty is coming with a huge blessing for you, as his child. The first sign you will see or experience is that you will receive attacks. They will embarrass you, they will beat you, they will insult you. But don't give up as a Christian. Because the more the attack from Satan, the greater your package from God. I mean, when your trials are getting hotter, then you are getting closer to your breakthrough. God's blessing attracts persecution and hatred because it is unique and advanced in nature. It is uncommon blessing. I mean blessing with a difference. If you have resolved to make the Lord Jesus Christ your source and keeper, then be prepared for times when you will be put to the test. But one thing is clear as a Christian. Trials, difficulties, embarrassment, name calling, and the like can only humiliate you but cannot destroy you. What situation are you facing now that is too much for you to bear? Listen to this advice. That situation makes a man of vision to discover and develop better strategies to further his course in the presence of his difficulties or challenges. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 12 to 15, you agree with me that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ understood that we are in a danger zone. That was why he advised his disciples to flee from those who would not appreciate what they are doing or the blessings of God Almighty in their lives. Yes, we are in a danger zone because there are four kinds of people in our lives. Those who add to our blessings, those who multiply to our blessings, those who subtract from our blessings, and those who divide from our blessings. Anywhere you find yourself, in a gathering, in a meeting, in your company, in a market, in a congregation like this, always remember that there are four kinds of people around you. Your relationship with them will either make you or mar you. I mean, your relationship with them will either build you up or destroy you. Today, those who divide and subtract from our lives are many, but those who add and multiply to our lives are very few. They are uncommon. That is, any time you want to do good, you find few people to advise you to go ahead. But if you are ready to do evil, majority are there to say go ahead, because we are in a generation without faith and hope. As children of God, it is time to dream again. Tell someone next to you, as a child of God, it is time to dream again. When I say dream again, I mean it is time to draw greater plans. Because the secret of your future is hidden in your daily plans routine. Therefore, make a plan of what to do every day and ask God to direct you to those who would add and multiply to your lives. But when you are without plan, you always keep company of those who would divide and subtract from your life. Remember? Those who humble themselves under our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ have taken the best source to secure themselves. And this can only be achieved when we humble ourselves under our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for supervision and victory. Because it is His word that establishes. It is His word that builds. Remember, as it was, so it is. I leave you in faith, and I pray to meet you in faith in Jesus' name.
Now, open your lips. We know a man may confess, I'm a Christian, and not such in heart. But you have to confess the message in your heart. Open your lips. Lord Jesus,
in your
heart, ask Him to remove every iniquity, every unrighteousness that will hinder you. This is blessing. Every unrighteousness, every iniquity, every garment of unrighteousness, iniquities, ask Him to remove it.
Jésus, enlève tout vêtement d'iniquité, d'injustice et de péché qui m'empêche de recevoir. Priez. The man of God said we should open our lips and ask our Lord Jesus Christ to remove every iniquity, every unrighteousness that will hinder us from receiving from God Almighty. Continue to ask Jesus Christ to remove
everything. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Viewers all over the world, join us in this prayer. We are right going on journey, spiritual journey.
Every garment
of unrighteousness, every garment of iniquities, begin to remove it in the name of Jesus. Remove it in the name of Jesus.
Empieza a remover toda vestidura de pecado, toda vestidura de iniquidad y de injusticia. Remuévela en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
D'injustice, tout vêtement d'iniquité, tout vêtement de péché soit enlevé dans le nom de Jésus-Christ. Priez.
Comencez à orar, que Dios quite toda cadena de pecado, toda vestidura de pecado, de inequidad, que la remueva en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now, face your neighbor, hold your neighbor. You want to begin to rebuke every spirit that behind your situation. Right now, begin to rebuke that spirit. That spirit, you demon, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Sujete a su vecino y dígale, tú demonio, te revoco en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo, sal.
Command them out in the name of Jesus.
Continúe revocando todo espíritu detrás de nuestra situación, revócalo en el nombre poderoso de Jesucristo.
the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, open your lips and begin to confess your freedom. Confess your freedom. Confess your freedom. Confess your freedom. Give thanks to God, give thanks to Him for your freedom. Give thanks to God for your freedom. When the sun sets you free, you are free forever. Give thanks to Him for your freedom. Blood of Jesus, set us free. Right now you open your lips and sing and rejoice because your past is over and it is time to receive. And our right to receive is based on the blood of Jesus. Hear breakthrough, 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 breakthrough,
breakthrough.
Salvation is where abide in us and we abide in it. Remember, yes, the best is yet to come indeed.